Proclamation number 5438 of 14th of July, 1952. The power of Satan. Deepest darkness. Eternal light. Satan's bondage extends over the whole earth, and therefore darkness is spread over the whole earth, for he is the prince of darkness and his uninterrupted activity is aimed at extinguishing the light which flashes here and there on earth and threatens to chase away the darkness. Light is his greatest enemy, for only where there is darkness he can stay, there he can work and unfold all his might and cunning. His kingdom is this earth, his kingdom is the world that holds the immature spiritual that is to be set free from his bondage. In this kingdom he has unlimited power as long as the light is denied access, for without light the spiritual will not find the path that leads out of bondage. Therefore he will try to prevent the spreading of the light, which is to be understood as follows. He undermines truth wherever he can, because truth is light which has taken its origin from God. So he stands as the prince of darkness in the battle against God, who is the eternal light. Where the light once can shine, his dominion is over, and therefore light must constantly be brought into the darkness. The truth must be brought to the beings who live in error, in complete ignorance, and therefore also have to suffer under Satan's power as long as they're in darkness. Truth can certainly prevail, but only when people voluntarily profess God, the eternal light, and therefore become bearers of the light from God themselves. That's when Satan has lost all power. But he will not give up his position of power so easily, and he will fight against the light until the end. He will take action against the truth everywhere and also find great support on the part of people who are still darkened in spirit themselves and willingly allow themselves to be led by him. And since these people are in the majority, it is not easy to take action against error and lies. The darkness is too deep and the light still too faint to completely chase away the darkness on earth. It is the majority of the people who are its followers. You humans, consider this, that he still has power over the whole earth because people themselves do not strive towards the light but feel comfortable in the darkness. You then will also understand that he makes good use of his position, that he lets the cover become ever denser because people themselves support him, because they themselves defend themselves against the emanation of light. Thus his effort is to oppose the truth with the heaviest lies and errors so that God cannot be recognized and losing his followers. It will remain a battle between light and darkness. The number of those who demand light and therefore also receive light will always be small, whereas the masses prefer darkness and the untruth can be offered to them ever so blatantly, they won't resist it. For Satan has the masses behind him, whereas it is just a small flock that strives towards the light and whose aim is God himself, the eternal light. But one day the light will break through with victorious force. The heaviest darkness will then not be able to withstand it. The eternal light itself will then appear with such radiant force that everything that opposes it will perish. That's when the untruth will be exposed and everything that does not strive for the eternal truth will be subject to destruction. But Satan will lose his power, he will be bound so that he cannot poison the pure atmosphere which now has come into existence by God's will. So that he cannot diminish the luminous power of the light that now shines for humanity on the new earth, who will feel happy in the light of truth and need not fear the darkness for a long time. Amen.